As you may have heard, there was a little distraction at the huge memorial service earlier this week for Nelson Mandela, that man who has been accused of faking sign language interpretation while standing on stage next to President Obama and other world leaders. He's been identified as Tomsanka Janshi. He's been giving interviews today. He says he's a legitimate interpreter, but admitted that he had been hospitalized for mental health issues. And he told the BBC's Roz Atkins his version of what happened on Tuesday.
On the day in question, while I was waking, I had a breakdown when I see angels come from sky to the ground. And I start knowing that I'm not well, because it's not something possible. But believe me, I saw them coming on stage. From that moment, it was not myself. And from that time, you must ask yourself of your safety and your security and safety of other people that are around you.
When you were doing the sign language interpretation, standing next to Barack Obama, and you were seeing these angels coming down onto the stage,
yes.
Did you think about stopping? Did you think about walking off the stage?
Well, I will say, the first thing to be considered it is my safety, and then to calm myself as best as I can. Because, you know, when the attacks start, you don't know what will happen. You sometimes want to run away. You sometimes want to hide yourself.
It sounds like a terrifying experience. Have you had anything like this happen before?
A million times of my life. Yes, I can say it.
Do you regret agreeing to work at the Mandela Memorial?
No, it is an honor to me. If then I regret, it means that mistake happened there. I've made it deliberately. It was not something that is deliberately. Don't point me with a finger and call me a coward. Don't make a cover-up of me.
Well, a lot of people have been asking how he made it on stage in the first place, and South Africa's Deputy Minister for Women, Children, and Persons with Disabilities, Hendrietta Bogopane-Zulu, fended off the criticism that world leaders were at risk.
I don't think South Africa as a country would put at risk anybody's security, especially those of heads of state. So I would not say anybody's security was at risk at that time.
She would not say whether the interpreter had been vetted either. She said the question will be part of an investigation by the South African government. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com.